Hi, I'm Carrie Benja from IBM, and we're here with the CMA Branding and Strategic Council to talk about the expansion of brand responsibility. And I'm sitting here today with Patricia McQuillan, the president of Brand Matters. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Carrie.
The first question we'd like to discuss is a little bit about encouragement for ownership of the brand outside of the marketing function. Within your company or across your clients, what are you seeing in terms of encouragement for more ownership of the brand outside of the marketing function?
Well, we are definitely at Brand Matters as a brand consultancy seeing a big increase in terms of importance with companies encouraging broader ownership of the brand. And that means outside the marketing and branding functions. We would observe that in the last three years, there's been probably an increase of maybe 50% in terms of proposals, asks for help with, I'll call it internal brand engagement. That meaning building ownership, awareness, and understanding of the brand within organizations. So branding from the inside out. So internal brand engagement, very much on the radar of executives and marketers, but again, looking for broader ownership. It's interesting because even with employee surveys, they're beginning to try to measure brand awareness and understanding within their own organizations, how well employees understand and can reflect the brand of their own organization. It seems straightforward, but not really. And if you have an organization with, say, 3,000 employees, this could turn into a massive, you know, 1 to 2 year project if there's not a broad understanding and buy-in to a certain degree as well for ownership of the brand.
Great. So, Patricia, given your client's role in marketing, what do you see as the benefits of this expansion of responsibility to others?
Well, expanding brand responsibility within an organization across functions tends to lead to greater collaboration. And collaboration is certainly also a topic of more interest with corporate Canada these days. We see with our clients that if they can bring in more employees to expand the brand, the understanding, the buy-in, which brings about responsibility, that employee engagement scores tend to go up. We know that Hewitt publishes, for example, the top 100 employers in Canada, and often Brand Matters, we're doing work before those types of measurements to ensure that there's employee buy-in and support for brand positioning. So improved employee engagement scores and the benefit also brings out with higher engagement, higher retention, and interesting improved attraction. So talent attraction can improve within organizations as they go to bring in that desirable millennial employee that's going to work hard and stay for more than a year, a broader brand platform and buy-in tends to help companies' efforts in that way as well.
Okay. Another related element to all of this is internal branding. What has your company done on internal branding and how has that impacted employees? Or what are your clients doing and how has that impacted their employees?
So with internal branding, we have developed and implemented employee engagement programs. And it might be as focused as conducting employee focus groups with representative frontline employees in an organization, cross-functional, to get employee definition around brand values. And it's interesting, you know, in the 90s, we were looking at mission, vision, values. Companies still use mission, vision, values. But taking the values of an organization right through to brand values from an employee perspective, what it means for them at their organization, it's kind of culture, but also the values they would represent, let's say, to their customers or consumers. That translation through focus groups and employee input can bring about the beginning of a very strong implementation. And what's interesting, what we're seeing, is that we have human resources coming to us at Brand Matters with new projects as opposed to just the marketing department. Human resources will take employee input to brand values, organization values, and often we string it right through to brand behaviors. In fact, there's a white paper we published for the CMA a few years ago on this topic with examples of translating organization values, brand values into employee behaviors, which then the Human Resource Department can take into key performance indicators, KPIs, and make sure that it threads through all the way through performance management and talent management systems. That really beautifully can link an implementation of brand or internal branding through an organization. And again, result in higher employee engagement scores, broader collaboration, and dare I say, you know, with social media and digital marketing, if you do have your employees participating, and most organizations do these days, you're going to have a more common message platform.
What lessons have been learned that you feel are worth sharing with others embarking on the path of expansion of brand responsibility?
I would say that top-down organization buy-in is absolutely key for broader brand responsibility. The head of IT, the head of marketing, the head of human resources, the head of finance, that absolutely there has to be buy-in for an expansion of brand responsibility. And you want to avoid confusion that expanding brand responsibility means everybody's, you know, now working for marketing or everybody's under the CMO. It's very much more buying into your market positioning, strategic positioning, and threading it through to your responsibilities according to your function. In a way, it's increasing collaboration. Again, I keep going back to that. And I think another learning would be benchmarking. I'm a big fan of measurement. Benchmarking before and after an expanded employee internal branding engagement. Let's call it internal branding. Benchmarking, let's say, even employee awareness of the brand positioning, understanding, and measurement around buy-in, pre and post, can be very helpful for an organization, even to find out where their weak spots might be in terms of buy-in.